Hello, I'm Darren Burton, and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now here's some great news for the artists in our community. Grassroots community arts projects or artists themselves can apply for Council's new Community Cultural and Arts Support Fund. Now applications for the first round close on April 6, so for further information and application forms, please go to Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery or visit your local district service centre during their respective opening hours. It's also worth noting that regional artists are invited to submit proposals for exhibitions in the Cam Robertson Gallery from August 2010 to July 2011. For conditions and application forms, contact the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery during opening hours or phone them on 4688 6652. Now those applications close on Friday, April 16. Businesses and community groups wishing to be a part of this year's Grand Central Floral Parade during the Carnival of Flowers can attend an information session next Wednesday, and that's March 31st at 6:30 p.m. at Toowoomba City Hall. So please RSVP your details to 4688 6912 if you'd like to be involved. Council's next committee meeting will be held on Tuesday, April 13 and Wednesday, April 14 from 9 a.m, and that's at Toowoomba City Hall. So for more information there, please contact 4688 6356. And of course, remember the public's more than welcome to come along to those meetings. Council will again support the World Wildlife Fund's Earth Hour environmental campaign by having the lights of City Hall turned off between 8:30 and 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 27. So Council encourages other businesses and residents to support Earth Hour as well by turning off non-essential lights or appliances during this time. Together we can all make a difference. Thanks to the recent rains, there has been a further easing of water restrictions for properties connected to Toowoomba's bulk water supply. Water restrictions were eased from extreme to high level when dam storages exceeded the trigger level of 15%. Residents can now use a bucket to water their gardens after 4 p.m. or before 8 a.m. every day except for Monday. And the good news is that washing your car using a bucket is now allowed at any time. In addition, watering your garden or washing your car using a handheld hose with a trigger nozzle is allowed for 30 minutes each week. For odd-numbered properties, this is between 4 p.m. and 4:30 on Saturdays, and for even or unnumbered properties, it's between 4 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. on Sundays. Residents aged over 70 or with a disability can apply for concessions by phoning the Waterwise section on 4688 6253. If you've wanted to have your say on Council's strategic direction, then you have until the close of business on Wednesday, March 31, to provide a written submission on Council's draft strategic directions document. Now, this is the proposed vision for the long-term future of the Toowoomba region. The documents are on public display until March 31, and that's on Council's website or from the service centres. People involved in the food industry are invited to a food safety course, and that's at the Rogers Room in the Highfields Cultural Centre on Thursday, April 1. The session runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and there will be light snacks included. Now the subjects will suit food industry professionals, caterers or casual helpers who handle food at school, community or sporting events. Bookings are essential, so to secure your spot, phone 4688 6824. As usual, there's a number of roadworks going on around the region, so please keep an eye out for those. And if you'd like more information, then visit Council's website, that's www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.